Ojitakaitava atra panama ninamatsananam satam vedyam vastavam atra vashu shivanam tapatroyam mudanam srimad bhagavate mahamune krite kingvai para ishvara sadya pridi avarudyate atra kriti vishu shivitakshanat om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Pratikara Karmanam Karma Kevalam Dvayam Hi Avidyopashtam Dvayam Hi Avidyopashrityam Svapne svapna ivanagha
Svapne svapna ivanagha
Naikantata pratikaraha Karmanam karma kevalam Vayam hi avidyopasritam Svapne svapna ivanagha
Svapne svapna ivanagha
Naikantata pratikara
Naikantata pratikara
Karmanam karma kevalam
Karmanam karma kevalam
Vayam yavidyopasrishtam
Vayam yavidyopasrishtam
Svapne svapna
Pratikaraha
counteraction
karmana
of different activities
karma
another activity
kevalam
only
Vayam.
Both.
He. Because. Avidya. Due to illusion. Upasriktam. Accepted. Swapne. In a dream. Sopnaha. A dream. Eva. Like. Anagaha. O you who are free from sinful activities.
Translation of the book by Srila Prabhupada. Sisi Radha Madhav Shunam Mahaprabhu Ashvashatihi.
Narad continued, O you who are free from all sinful activity, no one can counteract the effects of fruitive activity simply by manufacturing a different activity devoid of Krishna consciousness. All such activity is due to our ignorance. When we have a troublesome dream, we cannot relieve it with a troublesome hallucination. One can counteract a dream only by awakening. Similarly, our material existence is due to our ignorance and illusion. Unless we awaken to Krishna consciousness, we cannot be relieved of such dreams. For the ultimate solution to all problems, we must awaken to Krishna consciousness.
Report by Srila Prabhupada.
There are two kinds of fruitive activity. We can place the burden on the head, or we can place it on the shoulder. Actually, keeping the burden in either place is the same. The transferal, however, is taking place under the name of counteraction. In this connection, Prahlad Maharaj said that fools and rascals in the material world plan so gorgeously for bodily comfort without knowing that such arrangements, even if successful, are only Maya. This is not a way to achieve happiness. One has to get out of this material entanglement and return home back to Godhead. That is real happiness. The Vedas therefore enjoin, don't remain in the darkness of this material world, go to the light of the spiritual world. To counteract the distress of this material body, one has to take on another distress condition. Both situations are only illusion. There is no gain in taking on one trouble to counteract another trouble. The conclusion is that one cannot be perpetually happy as long as one exists in this material world. The only remedy is to get out of this material world altogether and return home back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki. Mukham karati vachalam pangum langayate girim jat kripa tamaham bande sri gurun dinatarinam om agyana timanandasha gyana jinshalaka chokshush unmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave. The paranoia that haunts me when I am traveling in planes is not so much about the plane crashing, but it's about before getting on the plane having someone from the airline company tap me on the shoulder and say, "Sir, could you please put your hand luggage on these scales?" always haunting me when I'm traveling. Now, when you change the, because nowadays there's wheels on the luggage, that's a recent invention, what do they call it, trolley, all over the world. But some of the places I go, there's no facility for wheeling your luggage. They haven't quite caught up with that yet, ramps. So you have to carry it. And there is, when you're carrying, actually our Bhakti Vaidurya Madhav Swami Maharaj, he's coming here in a few weeks. He has a jacket, a specially tailored jacket with big, big pockets. And he told me he can fit 25 kg in the jacket. You'll see when he comes. Because they only ask you to put your bags on the scales. They don't ask you to stand on the scale. So anyway, there is some feeling of relief when you've got actually the limit. Most airlines is 7 kg. 7 kg? My waist pouch weighs 7 kg. In those trolley bags, they're minimum 15 kg if you put anything in. Minimum 15 kg. Those trolleys. So anyway, there's, you know, you're dragging you're on the shoulder after a while, it's getting, especially if you line up in the immigration queue. It's so painful on the shoulder, so you move it to the other shoulder. Now at that time, actually, there's a feeling of relief. There's a feeling of relief. That's illusory happiness. It's the same burden, the same thing, you're just moving it. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, tahe nana dhira vipodba. There's varieties of suffering. Nana dhira vipod. There's nana dhira, different kinds of suffering. So that way we can alternate. We have the choice. And it gives us some illusory happiness. But Prabhupada says you can put on the head. Actually, carrying on the head is much more easier. But could you imagine in the West, in an airport, if you come with your big, big pile of bags on your head? Imagine what people would think on your head. Never seen it. But actually here, even like in Howrah, you get off the train and there's wheels on the luggage. There's wheels. And the coolie, the luggage assistants, the coolies. You say to them, there's wheels, you can wheel it. They put on their head. It's like they're determined. It must be on their head. It's all using your head. And huge stacks of luggage. Actually, recently, or not so recent, but I remember one time in a recent past, the Minister of Transport for India, I think his name's Yadav. I think so, Yadav? Minister of Transport. Yadav. So he was coming to Howrah Station. And so all the coolies, there was like 1,500 of them. And they're all lined up there with garlands. Prabhuji, Apnakripai, you're so merciful. By your mercy, we're able to load so much on our head every day. And worshipping him. We're becoming so happy. Actually, this is actualism, Buddha. Prabhupada says carrying someone else's burden all day because they get a few paisa. And why do they undergo such trouble of carrying all that weight? And even they're determined, no, it has to go on the head, must go on the head. They're determined because the sense gratification that they can purchase with a few rupees. This is Buddha. But Prabhupada says the story of the lady in the forest and the sticks fall off her head. She's carrying, actually, if you see in Mayapur, it's a common phenomenon. Ladies carrying sticks on their head, especially on the backside here, Taranpur Road. There's some woods out there. And all the time you see ladies collecting firewood because they cook with the wood. So they collect regularly and they carry on their head. They wrap it in a bit of rope and a big, big, huge bundle of sticks, maybe 15, 20 kg at least. And these old ladies, they carry on their head, long, long distance. You can still see. In the village they carry all sorts of things on their head. Big, big, tulsi, this water pot, huge weight. Long, long time they can carry on their head. Actually, the burden is less on the head. So the lady, you know, all the sticks fell down, and then she's praying to Govinda, "Oh, Govinda, help me, oh, Govinda, help me," in her despair. And then out of kindness, because of the sincerity of her calling on the name of Govinda, he appeared before her. And he said, "Yes, ask a boon, ask a benediction, whatever you want, I can award you." She said, "Can you kindly help me put these sticks back on my head?" So, you know, this is showing foolish people praying for, and I was thinking, it's the same. They're worshipping this man because he's putting so much burden on their head. Why not worship Krishna? Give a garland to Krishna. Actually, we have to be kind. We have to go and we have to carry our bags full of transcendental literatures and other devotional paraphernalia. And thus, what is it? Vidvan Jukta Samachara. We have to intelligently engage them in the service of the Lord. So even though they're doing it for money, they're doing service to Krishna. They're doing that, they're assisting in the Sankirtan mission, and maybe in next life, or maybe even in this life. After our temple is complete here, we're going to require so many assistants. And they can become a burden carrier for the Lord. Just like in the big temples you see in Puri and the Tirupati, the pujaris, they come with big baskets. Kaja in Puri, kaja, big baskets they carry on their heads. They're running up the stairs to offer to Lord Jagannath. Sometimes during the procession, the devotees, they come and they offer, and it's on their head. They come and they stand before the deity on the cart, and the Rathi, and they make offerings, and they're holding on their head. So everything can be engaged. When we have big temple here, such persons can be engaged in big ceremony. So we have to be kind. Actually, we're all Buddhas. If we think that by some counteraction, by some effort, we can reduce the misery of this material world, we're all Buddhas. Because the fact is, you can't change the law. What is the law? Krishna explains in Gita, Prakriti Sharni Karshiti. It's trouble, Karshiti, Koshta. It's difficult. Prakritistan. Anyone who is situated, Prakritistan, anyone who's situated in the material energy has to suffer difficulty, trouble, Durga. It's a difficult journey, Durga. Going is full of trouble. Prakritistani Karshiti. Why? Because it's not actually, it's Mana Shashta Indriyani Prakritistani Karshiti. Because we're surrounded by mind and six senses. And they're designed to give us trouble. Actually, we don't need this burden carrying all these things here and there, like Narad Muni, transcendental spaceman. You ever see him in a picture with luggage? Carrying my luggage. Oh, can you carry that? Dragging his luggage here and there? We don't need these things. It's a self-imposed burden. Maya. What was it? Maya Jale Bhatta Hoy. Acha Michek Acha Hoy. We tie ourselves up. Actually, personally, I'm always overweight with luggage. Always take more things than I need to use. So this is the nature of this world. The suffering is meant to be there, no matter what you do. No matter how you try to counteract things. Like, okay, we have it as Bhaktivinoda says, Nana Vidha Vipot. Nana Vidha, varieties. Nana means varieties, Vidha, kinds. Varieties of kinds of Vipot, difficulty. Jivana anedya janahasa. This material life is temporary. Janahasa. He says, you should know the essence of it. Tahe nana vida vipodba. It's full of varieties of misery. So varieties, we think that's getting ahead. Okay, we have a choice, go to Kolkata, we can struggle, save a few rupees, go on the train. No, too difficult. So much trouble, so much burden will be there. Have to cross the river, have to carry your bags, you know, ride in the rickshaw, train is late, have to push on the train, maybe not get a seat, people pushing, nowhere to put your bags. So much vipod, trouble, difficulty. Train can be late, hours and hours. Train can be cancelled. Actually, that day that Yadav was coming to Howrah, the train was cancelled. It didn't come after all that. So let me get a cab instead, taxi. Then I'll be able to reduce the suffering. But You can't reduce the suffering. There's the sound of a horn along the traffic. It's painful. And if you travel at night time, everybody in India, she knows she's a wild monkey. In India, everybody uses high beam. High beam. The blinding your eyes. And then there's jam, traffic jam. Actually, one time I was coming on the train, but still you had to use the taxi to get from the station to Mayapur, Krishnanagar. So this is night time, 8:30. Usually that's a 40-minute drive from Krishnanagar station to Mayapur, 40-minute drive. So this night, what happened, one big truck broke down on the highway, and there's no such thing as, you know, road service mechanic repair. In a wedge, you ring up in a few minutes, they're there with tow truck. It's night time, so the truck just sits there in the middle of the road. And it created such a traffic jam that all the traffic was slowed down. It took to get from Krishnanagar to here, usually 40-minute drive, it took almost 3 hours. Because the traffic just wasn't moving. Just miles and miles, 10 miles of banked up traffic. And then someone letting a few cars go, it blocked the road, one truck. Actually, as I was sitting there for hours. We could do a survey. Hands up anyone who's been sitting for hours in a taxi in India. Hours. You can't avoid the punishment. You can't avoid the suffering. It's going to come anyway. Actually, that night as I was sitting in the cab, nothing to do, I was sitting in the back seat. I saw some devotees coming the other way, leaving Mayapur, going to Kolkata, that was the highway, to get a flight. No way you get the flight. So you can't avoid the suffering, and then there's accidents, in an accident. Or you could be in some accident. You know what happens? You know what happens if your car's in an accident? You've got to get out of there quick. Otherwise you can be beaten. Big time. In Kolkata recently, one bus knocked over some people. So the people, they rioted. They torched 13 buses. They torched 13 buses in retaliation. You don't want to be in an accident. So, what to do is the pain of handing over the money. Of course, you're enjoying sitting in a nice tatasuma. But at the end, when you have to reach into your wallet and hand over those four times 500 rupee notes, it hurts. You can't get around it. You can't escape these laws of material nature. So therefore, Tamasimha Jyotikyan, Prabhupada purports in the purport, he explains, the only solution is to get knowledge. That's the solution. Actually, Gita is full of this knowledge. Full of the solutions, how to actually solve these problems. Matras Pashash tu Kunteya Sidosha Sugar Dugada Agama Apayana Anityash Tanti Dikshashabara. Krishna's telling us. You have to tolerate these things. You don't have to become absorbed in trying to improve the situation. You just have to tolerate the suffering that's bound to come. Because after all, it is Matras Pasha. Matra means the Rupa, Sparsha, Ganda, Rasa, these five sense objects, they're called Tanmatra. So Matra Sparsha means simply touching these. Matra Sparsha is two. It's only the senses coming in contact with the sense objects. That's it. It's the science. Krishna's explaining this. It comes and goes. Agama means coming. Apayana, it goes. Anitta. Nothing's permanent, just like now we're all sitting here shivering. Shita Ushna. You should sit here in May. Shita Ushna. It's the winter and the summer. We're just hoping that May will come quicker. But anyway, it's temporary. And the heat will come, heat will go. So Krishna says, tons, these things, these comings and goings of the senses interacting with their environment, tan, titikshasha, bharata. You just have to tolerate and get on with the real business of life. So amritat vaya kalpate, sama dukkha, sukham niram. You become tolerant, you become steady, you become, neutral or callous. Sama dukkha sukha sama means equipoise, dukkha sukha, dhiram. So amrita vaikalpita. That's the eligibility. You're preparing for getting out of this world. Actually, a little bit of suffering is helpful for us. To see it as Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, honestly, who would want to get out of this place? So a little bit of suffering, we can see it as Krishna's mercy. We should expect it. We should embrace it. But where is this? The problem is we don't know this. We're in ignorance. Tamasima. We're in ignorance. And we're wasting our life. If only we had been taught this in school. Agama apayana anikas tantitikshashubha. The simple Gita Padesh, in the beginning of Gita. If we had learned this in school when we were 13 or 14, we could have avoided such a waste of time. Anartha upashanam shakshat bhakti jogam anokshike. These difficulties, upashanam, they can be removed sakshat bhakti jogam anokshike by direct service to the Lord. Sakshat bhakti jogam anokshike. Simply by contacting the Lord and serving Him. Jiv Krishna das e vishash kore to adhupanai. You know that you're serving a Krishna, no more unhappiness in your life. It's a simple formula, very simple, but the people don't know it. Lokasha ajanasha. People don't know it. Vidvan chakra satvita samhita. For that reason, Vyasadeva took the trouble to compile Vidvan chakra. He wrote satvita samhita in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of knowledge. Just like today we're hearing. Unless we awaken to Krishna consciousness, we cannot. The ultimate solution to all problems, we must awaken to Krishna consciousness. No one can counteract the effects of fruitive activity simply by manufacturing the different fruitive activity devoid of Krishna consciousness. It's called jnana. To actually teach us, give it joy tigama, fill our consciousness with illumination. Now I know why I'm suffering. I'm meant to suffer a little bit. Because I have this mana and shashtendra, this mind and senses. Okay, let the suffering come, let me tolerate it. It'll go. Let me just continue with my cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So actually, it doesn't mean completely. Let me read this to you. It's not that, like the Mayavadis, I'll read something to you from Isha Panishan, it's interesting. It's not that we completely, okay, that means we don't do anything. Because after all, it's just a waste of time. It's all Maya, it's all illusory. We're not achieving anything, so let's not do anything. Everything is, that's like the Mayavadi conclusion. Jagan Nitya. But this is not practical. Even you see the big famous Mayavadis in India now, if the Jagan is Mithya, why are they taking so much trouble, interested in campaigning to stop corruption? All the big Mayavadis, they're campaigning to stop corruption in the government. But actually, if Jagan is Mithya, then it's not only the government is corrupt, everything is corrupt. Everything in the material world is corrupt. So they're campaigning to stop corruption, all the big Mayavadis. It's a compromise. Actually, when it comes down to it, they don't follow their own philosophy. Everything is one. A corrupt government or non-corrupt government. What difference is it? So not that this Mayavadi idea that everything is illusion, everything, you just stop everything. It's called Kaitavdana. It's not real. It's a cheating philosophy. But Prabhupada explains it in Isha Upanishad. Prabhupada writes how we actually, very nice, it's not so often discussed. Text 11 of Isha Upanishad, vidyam, cha vidyam cha, chayastha ved ubhayasaha, ubhayam saha. That means vidyam is knowledge and avidya. Ubhayam saha, tad ved ubhayam saha. They should be understood side by side. Ved ubhaya means together, saha. Both. Ubhaya means both. Ubhaya saha, both together. It's not that we ignore the material energy, ignore the material world. No, everything, we're just spiritual, let's just do spiritual things. It's not what Ishapanishad is teaching. And Prabhupada in the purport says, translation is, one should know the processes of nescience and have a transcendental knowledge side by side. Prabhupada in the purport says, this does not mean that all activities for maintenance of the body should be stopped. There is no question of stopping activities, just as there is no question of wiping out one's temperature altogether when trying to recover from a disease, to make best use of their bad bargain. It's a proverb, actually an English proverb, that Prabhupada has transcendentalized. He regularly uses this principle, it's an English proverb, to make best use of a bad bargain. Okay, accept the fact it's a bad bargain, you can't change it, so make the best use of it. Use that to act to serve Krishna. That's it. Therefore, maintenance of the body and mind is required if we are to reach our goal. The great sages and saints of India have attempted to do this by a balanced program of spiritual and material knowledge. A balanced program. So, what we are preaching against, or what we are attacking or exposing, is that the material approach is not balanced. It's 100% material. There is no soul, there is no life after death, there is no God. We just have to organize things better here. That's called by Prahlad Maharaj, it's not a new thing. Now Tevi do. They do not know, so Artigatim, that the real benefit, he Vishnu, is in Lord Vishnu. Durashayaye bahir arta manina. The bahir, the external, arta manina. They thinking that the external energy is very important. Bahir arta manina, the external energy, that's important. And nothing else is important. But that is durashaya. Those hopes, those aspirations will never be fulfilled. You'll never become happy. You'll never be successful if you invest everything in this material energy. So we invest only as much as required to deal with the demands, with the obligations of this body and being in this material environment. We deal with it only as much as required. Not that we deny it completely. That's foolish. You won't be able to maintain it. You'll get sick or you won't be able to. So we balance. And according to one's ashram, one can determine what one requires. And you just do that. And as long as we have a body, we have to invest that small amount of time in maintaining it. And that's our, and as they say in English, that is our lot. So we just do that. But we try to minimize it as much as possible. So not that, we're worried about avoiding suffering, but we should be worried about it. But actually, the real intelligent path, just like Vyasadeva, we have to inform people of this. We have to actually accept a little bit of difficulty in order to benefit others. That's called tapodibya. Suffering's going to come anyway. If we, Prabhupada says, we'll voluntarily accept in the purport to that verse. Human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances in order to attain the divine life. See, otherwise they're going to be forced upon us anyway. So better that we voluntarily accept difficulty in order to help others in Krishna consciousness. And then, tapodivya putra kegena satvam shudya, that austerity purifies us. Instead of just causing us dissatisfaction, that austerity purifies us. Yasmad brahma shokyam tanantam, and qualifies us for spiritual happiness. So we should actually, the devotee is eager to accept difficulty on behalf of spreading Krishna consciousness. And that burns up all of the suffering that we're meant to endure anyway. So we voluntarily accept it. And it becomes our asset in spiritual life by accepting the order of the spiritual master. That's it. 8:45. Any question or comment? On today's verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you, love you, Prabhu. Yeah.
questions. Thank you for a wonderful class. First question is, what is the dynamic between suffering and spiritual advancement? Like we see that Queen Kunti, she suffered a lot and she became very, very Krishna conscious. And recently I have a friend whose father, he lost his 25-year-old son and became very Krishna conscious. So can you discuss this dynamic? That's the first question.
It's a little bit like cooking. You have to have the heat hot enough so that the item cooks, but not too hot so that it burns. So we can only handle as much as our Krishna consciousness can cope with. And Krishna is probably arranging that dial. But actually, severe difficulty can be the great boost for devotee like Prabhupada. In his life, he experienced difficulty in his family life, in his business life. And perhaps, if it had been all successful, his business, his family, all the loving, nice devotees, home, and all that, a little bit of puja, maybe things would have been a little different. So, Krishna, personally, it's Krishna and Guru Kripa, they work together. And Krishna, he personally arranged all these disasters in Prabhupada's life. And boosted him, Prabhupada, he would say, I didn't want to take sannyas. The thought was awesome. My Guru Maharaj was coming in the dreams. But Krishna just pushed him in that direction. He had no choice. So, Harishe Tad Dalam Shana. For fortunate, if one can handle it, it's very fortunate. Everything is lost. You have no other repose except, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nama Shri Kori Jatana Tumi Dakana Apana Kachi. Don't worry about changing the situation. Just take shelter of the holy name. So that's good. When someone loses everything and they're deeply absorbed in the service of the Lord, we can understand such a devotee has received the special mercy of the Lord.
Okay. We have our karma just dictating how much suffering we're going to endure. And then, on the other hand, as aspiring devotees or as devotees, Krishna is adjusting our karma. He's giving us only a token of what we deserve. So how does that concept work in what you were mentioning, that we should go for the tapo divyam, the transcendental austerity?
Yeah, maybe it's even more. But if the devotee is Krishna conscious, for him it's perhaps not tapasya at all. It all depends on the consciousness. So in any case, you'll get purification and whatever suffering, if you're voluntarily accepting, just like all of the, even following the principles, rising early, taking bath, all of this you don't have to do. You're voluntarily doing it. So actually we're reducing the reactions of our previous sinful activities. That's what it means by sudhya dhyasma, to become purified. So that's what's happening. So the more you accept, the more quickly you become purified. Question from Mataji.
Tomaji, you mentioned Srila Prabhupada that he's an ordinary conditioned soul, but actually he is a Nityasiddha, just like Haridasa Thakur. He was beaten in 22 armor cases. But he did not feel any pain. Lord Chaitanya was on his back. So, in the memory videos, Bhavananda Prabhu is recalling a conversation of Srila Prabhupada. He was saying that he was in the spiritual world, and Krishna came to him and said, I want you to go to the material world and print books. He said, I didn't want to go, but because Krishna wanted, I went. So we have to understand that Srila Prabhupada never comes in contact with the three modes of nature. He is eternally free from all contamination of Maya. He is never in contact with Maya. He is Nityasiddha. And Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture that one who understands the janma and the karma of the Nityasiddhas is divya, like Krishna's. Chaima Karna Chamhaiti Vyam, if we understand that Srila Prabhupada is a nitya siddha sent here by Krishna, he's not an ordinary human being.
Srila Prabhupada ki? Somebody excuse me if you misunderstood. But what I said was Guru Krishna Kripa Pai. They work together. And Prabhupada actually was, as he explains himself, he was hesitant to take sannyas. So I'm not saying that mine.
It's part of the drama.
It's lila.
It's part of the drama.
It's lila. So the lila may have been different. The lila may have been different. Okay. Shkandra Shimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Gopimanandi. Arigaribu.